Dr. Sandra Wepler is a Christian TV host, speaker, and author. She was born in Dubai, and ministry is her life. But behind the scenes, she suffered from anxiety and panic attacks dating back to an incident in her childhood. How has God helped her overcome that? Dr. Sandra Wepler joins us right now. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Well, we're doing good. Thank you. Dr. Wepler, tell us about what you've struggled with for the past three decades. How did it start?
I grew up in a really small city, Dubai. I was conceived there and raised there. Now, of course, Dubai is a buzzing metropolis city. It's huge.
Oh, yeah.
On the globe, the name Dubai, everybody knows where that is. But at the time, there were only two Christian, born-again churches, and I was in one of them. I got saved, had a pretty radical conversion. But there was something in the generational line, which was fear and being accident prone, things like that that were following our generation, through my grandparents, through my grandma especially, then my mom. When I was in my mom's room, I should say, three times my mom met with an accident. And once she didn't even know that she had, that she was pregnant for me, and the car rolled four times. Yeah, and the other two times she fell down the stairs, even at 9 months. So there was this thing that was following me, and my mom and my grandmom also had to reckon with a lot of anxiety and, fear. And I think, the enemy was waiting for a chance. He knew I had, a huge calling in my life. And, then the opportunity came once when I was kind of driving out into the middle of a road, onto the main road, I would say. I was driving in a little bit of an older car, and the accelerator got stuck. And so here I am speeding where I should be stopping, because now I'm coming on the main road where you have, 16 or 18 wheelers. And I could see this huge truck coming, and but I couldn't stop the car. And eventually I shouted the name of Jesus, and it stopped. But that was the point where my life kind of changed really quite drastically. And that's the point where I started struggling with panic attacks, with fear. I couldn't go out, of the house, couldn't be in the house alone. Couldn't go on a plane. I lost my job. I lost weight drastically. And nobody knew what was happening to me. And I myself didn't know what was happening. Mm. Almost 30 years later, even though God, I left Dubai. I migrated to Canada in 2001. And, went through some steps where God continuously was saying that, that he was going to get me out of this, that he had some good things for me in my life. But I wasn't seeing the fruit of it. And I wasn't seeing the result of it. So I continued to struggle, suicidal thoughts, hopelessness, and all of these things. I continued to struggle for 30 years. But God was really, really faithful. When he has a call for you, when he says things, he means it.
Tell us about the plane ride you took where everything really changed.
7 years back, somewhere in 2007, I got on a plane. I was very afraid, of being on a plane in itself. But about 7-8 years ago, I got on the plane and I was at a job, and I had to, in a corporate setting, and I had to get on a plane and go to different places. But this time my husband couldn't come on that particular flight. So I was going up by myself, and there was so much turbulence. I was going into Denver, Colorado, and over the mountains. It was really, really hot. Mm. So we had so much turbulence that I started to get very, very upset, and even to the point of crying, because I started getting panic attacks in the plane. And when we were descending into Colorado, something spectacular happened then. That was the first time I seen the supernatural and miraculous hand of God doing something. I heard a voice. That was the first time I heard the voice of the Holy Spirit, which was the Father's voice saying, "Sandra, I'm your father, look out." And we were descending, and there was beautiful clouds, and peace came over me, and the fear of flying broke. And I can only say that something supernatural and miraculous happened to me that day. 30 years of fear, of, helplessness, hopelessness, suicidal thoughts. In that one moment, it was gone.
Wow.
Totally.
Wow.
And the rest of the story is written in her book, The Dubai Girl, by Dr. Sandra Wepler. Thanks for spending some time with us this morning, Dr. Wepler. It's encouraging.
Thank you so much, guys. Very honored to be on the show.
And we have a copy of her book, The Dubai Girl, for you. Give us a call, 866-737-LIFE. We have one copy to give away, 866-737-LIFE.